Welcome to Big Foamy Head, Show 72, Green Flash Brewing Company.
Eddie Floyd, Knock on Wood, a song surely you've heard before, unless you've been dead or living in a cave.
Another blues classic.
Yep, that's right here from Memphrica, Stax Recording Studio, and he's yet another of the Memphis in May artists that we're featuring.
That's right, we're doing a theme, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
We started that last show.
And just note to self, if you... regularly listening to the show, we were kind of erratic on the schedule. Go back and check and make sure that you didn't miss show 71 because we kind of got behind, then we caught up. So this is show 72. So go back and check. Don't miss anything.
Don't miss show 71 for sure.
It was a great show.
Out of Nashville, Linus Hall was the head brewer.
And your ramble around town, as depicted in the video.
Pre-show video, right.
Very good stuff. Which we don't have one this time.
I tried to contact this company. I guess they were difficult to reach.
Well, that's one word for it.
This company being the Green Flash Brewing Company.
Yeah. I guess they're kind of like a green flash. You hope to see them just once in your lifetime.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like the comic book character.
Because you went out there, and now this is something that we I don't know if we mentioned them on air, but we talked about it. We've been trying to get some of this beer because it's out in Southern California, and I can never really find but one or two bottles of the same thing. And so Mike went out there over spring break, and you managed to lay hands upon.
Yeah, I was going to go down to the brewery in Vista, California, and it was a good hour and a half or so from where I was, so I decided not to do it. But we went to a place called High Time Wine Cellar, and they just had a massive selection of beers and brews and brewing products to make your own home brews with.
Yeah.
And the first thing I saw when I walked in the door, the walk-in cooler, was the Green Flash brewing product. So scarfed up a bunch of them, threw them in my suitcase, and brought them back.
Yeah,
so.
And you called me from there. I think I was in New Orleans at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, good score. So
I thought you were going to say I was going to have a good time with my family, but I got sent on a beer run.
Yeah, it's funny how in between theme parks he worked beer into everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, we had some of the Carl Strauss's beers out at the park.
Oh,
the
very
California
nice.
California Adventure. They had a
Maker of Stargazer IPA.
That's exactly right.
So we've got three beers from Green Flash, and the first one up is
the one we drank while we were warming up here was the Nut Brown Ale. The Nut Brown Ale is an English-style ale having rich caramel malt flavors and drying nutty characteristics in the finish. British and Belgian specialty malts are used in this brew to enhance the depth of malt flavor and aroma. Mild hops are used to lend just the right balance to the lush malt flavors and medium body. World Beer Cup Silver Award winner 2006, English-style brown ale.
So, what was it? You were looking at Rate Beer.
Rate Beer is not so good. 65 overall, 108 ratings.
Well,
it's a 5.5 alcohol.
I don't know if it's me, but I'm just not wild about the Nut Brown Ales in general.
I enjoyed it.
It
was a good. It was a good beer, but
and I guess
I'm a 1 out of 3. I think.
I think this is one that you got to like the Nut Browns, and it's not them per se. I'm just not that thrilled about any Nut Brown Ales. It's
I
just
like the front
style.
End. The original taste you get is pretty good, but the aftertaste is what kind of turns
behind.
Me off on this one.
Yeah,
but,
it's a little.
But I do like the flavor. The flavor is really, really good.
Well, I'd drink it. I drink another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm looking forward to the next beers that we got, the Extra Pale Ales, and we got a Belgian Triple, right?
Yes, we do.
And that's another one of those hit or miss deals, at least for me, because I've had some suck triples. So I wouldn't turn down this beer.
Well, I picked some good ones for tonight then, didn't I?
You did, yeah. This is good stuff. And I know they got more, but we do have to lodge a complaint about Green Flash Brewery. And I hate to do it, but Mike, how many times did you call him?
Several times.
And I called him.
Left a couple of emails,
message,
too.
Sent emails, and it says, though, what were you reading on the box or something?
It
says,
that was fictitious.
Oh, I thought you were making that up. You're lying to me?
Yeah, you're talking about the Green Flash?
No, you said, don't call us, we'll call you.
Oh, yeah, I was making that up.
You're leading me on. I bought right into it.
Me too. I was gully bull.
Oh, man.
Well, they didn't call back. So we were going to call them and leave a message, but I already did that. Yeah. So there's no point in doing that other than to amuse ourselves. So who knows? If they call back...
we'll have to cut this out.
We'll cut it out. Or not. But
cut it out and add a nice interview right on top of
there you go. So this is the only negative thing I got so far. They answer your damn phone. You know, we call everybody else, they pick up. And so,
Shall we intro the next beer?
Sorry,
we're already drinking, or you want to save it for the next
one? Yeah, what the hell?
All right, the next one is the Extra Pale Ale. This is a bronze medal English-style summer ale from the American Beer Festival, the Great American Beer Festival. And it's also a 2006 silver medal winner English-style summer ale from the World Beer Cup. Extra Pale Ale, this American-style pale ale has a bright golden color. As the name indicates, Cascade hops impart a floral aroma that is accented by citrus notes lent from Chinook hops. The hop flavors mingle with the premium pale malted barley to create a flavorful ale that is crisp and refreshing.
Well, I like this one a lot better. It's a hoppy rascal.
It's a
hoppy. Very hoppy.
And it's
very
got
crisp.
Chinook, which is a pimp slap hop. I mean, it's
real crisp.
It's not, although this is not as piney as some Chinooks. That's good. I like this.
Okay. Is this higher or lower on Rate Beer than the Nut Brown?
I'd say higher.
You'd be wrong.
Really?
Actually lower, yeah.
What's the rate?
59.
Damn.
Yeah. People aren't liking it.
That's not
like
good.
It, though. I think it's very good.
I like it.
4.8%.
It doesn't have very much carbonation at all.
Green Flash is famous for their Imperial IPA.
Yeah,
so.
Which you can't, well... you can't buy. We certainly can't buy because you can't get it here.
Yeah.
We have no idea where they ship it to because he won't answer the phone. So we would have asked questions had anyone answered the phone. But right. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So
they're on spring break, man.
That's it. They're on spring break.
Brewery shut down. Wild.
They're out down catching Mexico. Some waves.
Aren't they all in high school?
They're in Cancun right now doing the Brewers Gone Wild
series. Hey, we had a guy at work the other day. He was driving to Batesville, Mississippi, and the Girls Gone Wild tour bus going down 55 toward the coast.
Man. Did he stop him?
He tried to follow him for as long as he could.
That just made me think of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. The bus, the bikini, Hawaiian tropic bikini models
pull
over.
Rub down boys.
Is somebody to rub the lotion on them?
Yeah. They go, well, it's too bad we're going that way. That way. That's funny.
There was some state, and this is just in the news, I want to say it's us, it could be.
Probably.
Is wanting to sponsor a bill to outlaw advertising. Girls Gone Wild and things of that nature on television on the late night infomercials.
How do you feel about that?
Well, we got the internet now. Whoever's staying up that late is perving out anyway, so, you know.
No.
They'll figure out. I mean,
I stay up late.
Who responds to it?
Oh, right.
Well, how many do you own?
But look at all the other things.
Sure.
Look at all the other things.
If you've got one, I'd like to borrow it, though. I'd like to see what all the hubbub's about.
I don't have one. I've never seen one.
All the phone line services, why don't they do away with those?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. You know, I got to tell you, though, this is something we were talking about. It's not the late night infomercials for Girls Gone Wild. It's Law and Order. It's CSI, it's everything comes on primetime. There's hardly anything a kid can watch these days.
Yeah.
And which are things I like to watch, but they're so graphic in nature. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a show I particularly hate, and apparently I'm different from most people. It's American Idol.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I refuse to watch it. I don't watch any reality shows. It's bullshit.
I get enough.
Television is for entertainment.
It permeates.
Yeah.
The world. I mean, you hear it in the news. Yeah. Well, who wants that? Isn't news?
No. And if you want reality, go to work.
Yeah.
When I come home, I don't want to see reality. However,
I do like the girl who won several years ago.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
This is the thing. I've never seen it. I've only seen bits of it, and I got trapped once in a Thai restaurant having to watch it. But we'll give them this. And the guys, the morning show guys, said this. I thought, they're right. That's something you can watch with your kids.
Yeah.
You have no worries about,
So it was in the Beer Babes, the one who always gave us our
American Idol
update. Yeah.
God, yeah. Well, you know, she's kind of raving about it.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah. But speaking of which, Chris Daughtry is coming to Memphis in May.
That is correct.
Who? Daughtry. He's some American Idol guy. I've never seen him.
He made it down to about the top four.
Is he not in it?
No, this was last year.
Oh, it was last year?
Yeah.
See what I know.
Yeah, but he's here,
and I've heard one of his songs, and it sounds pretty good. We're not playing him tonight, but he is
Well, the
coming.
Big news right now is Howard Stern is trying to disrupt the voting process.
Swing it for that Sanjaya guy. I hope he succeeds. Because somebody, I was talking to somebody, and they were saying, if that happens, they'll quit the show because it'll be shown to be it's a big scam.
Well, they'll have to find out a way that people can only vote once or
I had the solution to that. American Idol, Sanjaya or whatever his name is, wins the popular vote. But the American Idol Electoral College declares... composed delegates from the music and recording industry appointed in each of the state, just like the regular electoral college.
From Broward County.
That's right. That's my solution to it. Do a popular
vote.
That's
clever. I like that.
That's a popular vote. But then
why don't
let the BCS
do it?
The BCS?
Yeah, the football national championship bowl college series.
Yeah, you
right
lost
over my head.
I don't watch me no football.
That's so screwed up. That's so screwed up, they'd be excellent at it.
Oh, they're really good at making bad decisions?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
All right, then. Now, in other
For
music,
a show that neither of us watch.
Yeah. Well, what, that doesn't mean we can't have an opinion.
We just gave a lot of airtime.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music and music news, we've referred to blues.org before on the show. Blues.org is a foundation, and we want to welcome its newest members, us.
Us. Big fun we hit.
Yep, we're on there. Go look if you don't believe us. We're not lying. We registered ourselves because we are supporters of the blues, and I got a little bit of fodder here. I called Jay, the executive director of the Blues Foundation.
And he answered the phone.
He answered the phone.
Wow.
I mean, two rings. He snatched it up.
Who'd have thunk it?
And this is the top man, you know, so there you go. Someone should learn to answer the phone. About the Blues Foundation. The Blues Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the blues. It has more than 160 affiliated blues organizations, not just artists, and this is worldwide people with passion for the blues and supporting blues music. There's a 25-person board of directors overseeing it, and there is a lot of contributors to the board of directors. They include people like Bonnie Raitt, and many other personalities and blues people. What they do, preservation of blues history. Blues Foundation seeks to preserve and highlight the rich heritage of the blues through the following. They have the Blues Hall of Fame, where they induct people, pioneers of blues, through this induction. Blues Hall of Fame induction has been held in Memphis, Los Angeles, and Washington. Lifetime Achievement Awards, the Heart Fund, which is Handy Artist Relief Trust Fund. Handy is W.C. Handy, father of blues, from here. And the big thing, we've commented on both of these, the Blues Music Awards, which is coming up May 7th this year, and it will it's broadcast on television. It apparently will be on BET, and the International Blues Challenge, and Rick, we're going to be on BET TV, I'm guessing.
That would be a first.
And, yeah, first of May this year. And the International Blues Challenge, which we covered here and interviewed Sean Carney, the winner, of that same thing. We talked to
very nice guy.
Chris Thomas King, nominee for Song of the Year, and every song we've been playing, pretty much all these guys have been nominated. I think several of the people we're playing tonight have been either in the Hall of Fame, been nominated, what have you. So go to blues.
Now, is this the event that's at Bosco's, the world-famous brewery located
good.
Here in
Thank
Memphis,
you for bringing that up. That is the Blues and Brews coming up. Two things. That is April, and I'm clicking around desperately trying to find the date. First part of April, there's only 25 tickets left. It is at April 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. with blues artist John Hammond. It's closed. Bosco's is closed. They have a special smoking blues brew. We need to call Chuck and find out exactly what that is.
Get the inside story on that one for sure.
Because that's one of our places. If you've seen some of the earlier videos, we hang at Bosco's and know them and appreciate their beer. And here comes the Blues Society and man, it's just everything in one place.
What was the website on the Blues Foundation?
Blues.org. And I encourage everybody to go and sign up if you enjoy any of the music that we play. That's what it is. And go sign up. And their goal is to get 1,000 members, I believe, by end of the month or end of next month or something. And they're very close, 932 new members.
Okay.
Our number's like 17,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty high. So there's a lot of people out there. That's my plug. Go support them. And speaking of blues and music, I'm going to take a break and listen to yet another Memphis in May artist coming up. Going to be here in, oddly enough, May. And
how's that work out?
And he's one of our guys. We love this guy. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Okay, wait a second.
So lonesome, baby, hear me when I'm on. And I feel so lonesome, baby, hear me when I'm on. Mm, who been driving my 9-4, mama?
come and gone. I flash my light, mama, my horn won't even blow. I'm gonna flash my lights, mama, my horn won't even blow. Got a bad disconnection, baby, ooh, somewhere down below. Boys won't even buzz, mama. Generator won't get the spark. Motor's in bad condition, baby, gotta have my batteries charged. I'm crying, please, please don't do me wrong. I've been driving my dollar for, baby, ooh, since I've been gone.
Thurgood.
It was a Dynaflow Blues. Now, if you had heard that without knowing that was George Thurgood, would you have known it was George Thurgood?
I would not have known. I would have thought it would.
He really went roots on us.
I thought it would have been a Delta Blues artist or...
Yeah. Great job. And that's off his new album, Hard Stuff. I bet if we called George, he'd answer.
He'd pick up the phone.
He probably would.
At least answer the phone. He might hang up after he finds out who we are.
That's right. His first question would be, how did you get this number?
Yeah. Are you stalking me?
But, yeah, good stuff. And
We opened up the Green Flash Triple.
Mm.
And this is a rich, pale malt. It's a triple Belgian style ale. Rich, pale malt flavors provide a solid base for zesty Styrian, golden, and Czech Saaz hopping. Trappist ale yeast contributes the fruity, spicy profile of classic monk brewed Belgian ales. Our Belgian triple is luscious, fiery, golden brew, and a contemporary rendition of traditional Belgian triple.
Now, I am looking at this.
I'd like to know who wrote that.
The carbonation is off the scale compared to the extra pale.
Mm-hmm.
The color is very nice. I poured
it's a nice
like
orange, golden
inch
color.
And a half. I'm looking for the lacing. A little bit of lacing sticks to the side of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
The head puffs up a little bit. Looks good. And the olive bin.
Yeah, nice white puffy head.
I was late pouring mine, so yours has gone down a little bit. Mm-hmm. How's it taste?
It's great.
Very good.
I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Very good.
Now, what was that? Y'all were saying about the... spice notes and stuff.
Yeah, it up front it's spicy. It's classic Belgian double or triple spice notes, and then
you put your glass down and let it sit for a while on your tongue, you start to get the fruit esters coming out. Mm-hmm. So,
now I wasn't
very
really,
smooth finish.
I was half listening to you because I was focusing on pouring, but we were talking earlier about how the yeast makes spice notes, but some brewers also add coriander, orange peel, the Belgian rock candy, etc. Did you cover any of that? And
no, it didn't list any of those as adjuncts to the beer.
I heard all the hops. A lot of German hops.
Yeah.
Typically
the coriander and the, what's the other spice?
Orange, the bitter orange. And
cumin.
Cumin? I don't think it's cumin. I know what you're saying.
Coriander.
I know what it's coriander.
Yeah, I know, but that goes into a Belgian wit. It's not typical of the Belgian triples and doubles.
No, I wouldn't think so. But it's okay. So it's the yeast.
So it's strictly yeast.
Is it Grains of Paradise? Do they throw that in to give that kind of peppery taste?
Not that I know of.
Well, so it's.
I guess the substitute for Grains of Paradise is a white pepper.
Yeah, that's I've heard that too. The lacing is not sticking to the glass. It's a heavier lace and separating and fading pretty quick. So my head's going down pretty quick. It's not lasting, but I don't mind that, so let's get on my face.
Well, it's got a rate beer rating of 79, so we've moved way up on the scale.
A little better, but I think that
8.5% alcohol by volume.
Yum, and a big bottle.
Mm-hmm.
22
ounce. Pounds.
I think this is the best of the bunch by far, and tastes great. I think they might have got smacked a little on rate beer just because of, you know,
I think that most people really like the West Coast IPA, the Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
Because that's the San Diego IPA that's just like hop insane. You know?
They are. They have their own style of beer, the double hop. Yeah.
If they answered the phone, they'd probably get a better rating.
Probably so. At least from us. No, this is good. I like the the triple. And I got to tell you, I was spooked about this because I've had some just suck triples. This is very nice.
Do you remember who?
Unfortunately, it was one of the Abbeys.
The
Westfall, I think it was.
Westmall 8?
I think so.
One of the 8s.
It was a while back. You remember we had that, and it was, it was just like undrinkable. Now, I might have had a bad bottle. I need to give it a shot again later, but this is
coriander.
Great. I like this.
Coriander and...
We said coriander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But there was something else.
The bitter orange peel. Curacao.
Curacao.
Okay.
Curacao. That's it. You're right.
It's been bugging me for two
minutes.
That's
right. I've been saying orange peel's bitter. That's what it is. It's Curacao. Absolutely right.
Which isn't in this beer.
So speaking of beers and flavors, I got an apology of sorts to our buddies over at shouldidrinkthat.com, Sick Puppy and Father Spoon. Sick Puppy won our... named the dead guy that we were reading about contest, and he correctly named it as Elvis, and we owe him a Three Stooges bottle opener that sounds remarkably like not this, because I can't make the damn thing work now all of a sudden. His will work. I think I ran the battery down. But we've got that, and because I've been delinquent in in getting this to him.
How about a beer?
Take me.
There you go. Three Stooges. Classic. But since I've been kind of doing my own little penance and because I felt bad about
feeling
not,
the guilt.
Yeah, I did. I've been buying him more stuff. And I've got his mailing address, and nobody will give me his email address, and he won't look on the confrontation board to get back with me. But I've been buying
That's
him.
That's not true. I've given you his mailing address, his snail mail address.
No, his email. I don't have his email.
Well, you need a snail mail address so you can deliver a package to him.
But I'm not ready yet. I've been getting more stuff. When I was in New Orleans, I bought more stuff just for him. So, Sick Puppy, the longer you wait, the more stuff you get. But I was inspired because I saw the video that Father Spoon chugged a Dogfish 120. And they've drank a lot of stuff on Should I Drink That. That's kind of their shtick, right? So here's the 30-second homebrew update. I bottled my beer. The end.
No. You had it broken down into several different batches.
I did.
Several different styles and flavors.
I had 4 gallons.
Okay, let's go back, rewind the clock. At first, you had a IPA extract kit.
Yes.
You brewed that up, and then you split.
I split it, and you directed me to put both of them in glass carboys instead of a bucket, which I did. And I did 4 gallons. I added apricots in the fermenter.
To make an apra hop beer.
And just a little bit. I only did it in the secondary, though. I didn't do it in the primary. It all fermented, primaried, five gallons, right? And then what I did was I split it up into the glass carboys, and I put a gallon aside. And I was going to make a poblano beer because Johnny Max from Brew Crazy had made this poblano beer.
And Johnny Max has sent us two poblanos. Well, and I guess he also sent us some seeds.
Okay.
For cayenne peppers.
So my wife wanted that, and I wanted to make this. But every time I went to the Walmart, they were out of poblanos. So the beer was ready to go into the secondary. I had to do something. So I bought chipotles, canned chipotles. Our friends from Mexico, they eat these all the time. We love chipotles. And I thought, well, this would be good in a beer, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped 5 of the Little Rascals.
Rogue makes a chipotle beer.
Rogue makes a chipotle
beer.
And
I think Stone also.
Yeah. It's not uncommon. I dropped 5 of them in there. I did clean the seeds out. I did skin them, thinking, okay, I'm going for the flavor and reducing some of the heat. Well, I got me some hot beer. It's good.
How hot is it?
It is good. I tasted a little bit of it. I'm going to be using a 22-ounce bottle of it to marinate one of the shoulders for our test cook coming up. I'm just going to try it. I think a little chipotle will go a long way on it.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm going to do is, this is a twofold thing. I'm going to include, it's almost ready, got another week, a bottle, a 22-ounce bottle of the chipotle beer. It's a good IPA with a lot of heat. So I'm going to send out, and I got a challenge, to Sick Puppy because it's his turn. Father Spoon slammed down the Dogfish 120. Funny video.
They don't actually take turns. They take a vote. But I'd be willing to encourage our listeners to go vote for Sick Puppy.
But this is his, and so whoever gets it, the other one can have the rest. But I encourage you to decide how much you would like to drink. Take a little sample if you dare, and then decide.
We're trying to get Howard Stern to get on board to sway the vote here.
There you go.
That's a little synergy from our first segment.
That's right. We're gonna alert the king of all media to push for Sick Puppy to drink the Chipotle beer. It's some good stuff in very small amounts. So I'd be curious to watch and see how much of this they could drink. It's good stuff. I mean, I've eaten the whole chipotle peppers, but not 5 of them. So this is a gallon of beer brewed with 5 chipotle peppers. There you go. So that's our homebrew update, apology to Sick Puppy, and challenge all rolled into one. All right. So good stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff.
Glad you made the trip out there.
I was beginning to wonder when we opened up the Nut Brown Ale, but they definitely got better as it went on, and that triple was definitely mighty tasty.
Good order, too. And, Rick, you liked the Nut Brown, though.
I did.
I could take it or leave it. I mean, it was good, but it's just me. It's not them. I'm just not a Nut Brown Ale fan. I don't know what it is. It's because, like Mike, the same thing you were saying,
mm-hmm.
that kind of ending. Yeah. It's malty, and then all of a sudden it's hoppy.
And it didn't go away. It just kind of hung.
Yeah, it did. So
what else? You know what time it is.
It's that time again, our little moment of culture, art, all the things that make life worth living.
Cue the music.
It's time for BeerHaikuDaily.com.
Bagged a centerfold, but awakened to roadkill. Damn you, beer goggles. Beer haiku.
Culture.
Class.
Art.
Gotta love it.
That's great. And that one was written by...
written by Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Well-known haiku
author.
Joe.
I bet you know Joe, too.
And as always, sponsored by our friends at beerhaikudeli.com, Captain Hops, and all of those many contributors who make your daily dose of culture possible. And what else we got going on?
Do we have any beer blogs to plug or promote?
You know, I didn't get around to doing that. Today. I some of the ones I plugged, I've thrown out some emails, talked to some of them. I do want to point out this show, probably by the time this gets posted, it will be April. And I want to point out the it's not a beer blog I would post. It's all of them. Go to check Appalachian Brewing.
Stan Hieronymus.
Stan Hieronymus. I may be saying this wrong. Look on our website. We got a link. And he, on the right side, lists a ton of beer blogs. And all of these guys are on board for first Friday of every month, blogging about a particular style of beer, which, Mike, we're one over. The style for April is doubles.
Oh, cool.
And so we're a little out of sync. We're going to get caught up, and in April we'll be a little behind. But we will do our own double, bringing back our old friend, Maudit.
And who doesn't love a good Maudit?
Who doesn't love a good? I know two guys. But
they changed their tune.
Some meltdown on or something.
Yeah, they changed
their
tune.
Well, we had a lot of bloodshed and animosity over the Maudit Wars of the summer of 2006. But we're not gonna bring that back up again. But
sure we will.
Yeah, we probably will.
Whenever possible.
So we're gonna try and support the beer blog Fridays. Of doubles. That's the style for April. Go out and get you some. And some Green Flash Brewing. And
well, now we have the news segment with Rick Like at liketodrink.blogspot.com.
It's time for Big Foamy Head Beer Witness News. The latest breaking, hop-hitting, no-holds-barred coverage of the malt and barley world. Sit back, crack a cold one, and get ready for
beer. It's your best friend. You drink a lot of it.
Beer News.
We've got a bunch of international news this week. InBev, the Belgian brewer, is hiking prices on its Belgian beer brands. They already announced a 2.5% hike on all of their brands and are adding a 1% hike on the Belgian beer brands to cover a new tax in that country on packaging. The tax is meant to encourage people to conserve resources, and the new 1% price hike is just on InBev's bottled and canned beer lines, and it won't impact their draft beer.
Do you know what beer brands that will affect? What are the Belgian brands?
Well, the biggest Belgian brands coming into this country that InBev produces are Stella Artois and Abbé Leffe.
So are we going to see a price hike in Stella?
I think you will see a price hike in Stella. Most of there's a lot of Stella that's sold in six-packs here, and according to InBev's announcement, that beer is going to go up 3.5% this summer, and the draft version of that beer will be up 2.5%.
That won't affect me. I bought one case of Stella, and that's enough Stella to last me a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll drink it when I'm in Belgium, but yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Well, also on the international front, kind of interesting story out of Venezuela. Hugo Chavez, the leftist leader of that country, has banned alcohol sales starting on Holy Thursday through the Easter weekend. Chavez has done a couple of things with banning beer sales and at different times of the year, and I guess he's concerned because last year there were a high number of drunk driving accidents and alcohol-related incidents over the Easter holiday. Interestingly enough, the reports that I've read suggest that there really aren't drinking and driving laws in Venezuela.
Well, you know, I can see some holidays like New Year's Eve, but you really don't think of Easter weekend as a, all right, it's Easter, let's get tore up.
Yeah, let's go get tore up, right.
It's not a drinking holiday, not like St. Patrick's Day, right?
Well, it's interesting to see Hugo Chavez, the nut, leave Castro aside long enough to do something decisive, I guess, in this country.
Yeah, it's really interesting because one of the other things, he's been making friends with the Iranians lately. And one of the reports I read on this, some of the people in in Venezuela were complaining, saying that he's really trying to suck up to the Iranians.
I've seen pictures of that, too, yeah. I won't even try to pronounce the Iranian president's name, but Ahmadinejad or whatever his name is.
Yeah, and well, you know, since I don't think any of us are planning to spend our Easter holiday in Venezuela, it won't affect us much. And in other news around the world, SAB Miller, the world's second largest brewing concern, has announced plans to bulk up on production capacity in a global way. They've got a bunch of projects going on. They have a joint venture with a Vietnamese dairy firm on a $45 million brewery that's going up, and the partners recently celebrated the opening of that plant, and they've rolled out a new beer called Zorak. They also have plans to invest $170 million in a new brewery in Russia. That brewery will add 3 million hectoliters capacity and should start production in 2009. Earlier in the year, SAB Miller announced that they were planning on spending $1.8 billion over the next 5 years in South America to boost capacity in Colombia, Peru, and other countries. And then probably their oddest announcement is that they're considering a major investment in building a brewery in Sudan to strengthen capacity in Africa.
They should probably not overindulge in their own products while they're drawing up their business plans.
That could be.
I mean, that's the it just sounds crazy.
Yeah, maybe they should have some sober business meetings, and then they can drink afterwards.
Yeah, go to the AA meeting and draw up your plans, you know.
I can understand the first three. You know, the economy in Vietnam is going gangbusters, so it makes sense to boost that capacity.
Yeah.
And in
can see
Russia,
that one. Yeah.
They're turning increasingly to beer, and SAB Miller owns some great brands in South America, so all of those make sense to me. I just don't understand the Sudan,
no.
Given the political structure there and the fact that it's primarily a Muslim country.
Well, you know, good luck to them. That's all we can say. And you, in keeping with our recent themes of culture and art and the finer things in life, you've got a little story on that, too.
Yeah, a really neat exhibit opened up at London's Proud Galleries this week. It's called The World of Beer, A Universal Language, and it's the work of photographer Phil Meach and art director Ed Robinson. The pair traveled the world documenting brewing, drinking, and beer culture, and interestingly, SAB Miller sponsored that trip, which included stops at breweries and bars and some neat areas around the world.
So SAB Miller spends some cash like crazy now, huh?
Yeah, and you know, in this case, it's kind of interesting. This exhibit is opened at the galleries in London, Proud Galleries in London, and it opened on March 29th, and it runs there through the end of April. So anybody traveling to the UK who's interested in beer should try to see that. I couldn't find any information on plans to bring this exhibit to the U.S., but who knows? It might show up here.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get some of the I'd like to see some of the images that they have. Maybe they'll put it online.
Put it on a website,
well,
that's right.
You know, you can actually go to the Proud Galleries website at www.proud.co.uk, and you can check some of them out.
Very nice. Well, Rick, as always, thanks for the update, and we want to encourage everybody to visit your blog at liketodrink.blogspot.com.
Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Rick. Wow, that guy knows a lot.
He's always on top of the news. Despite being on a whirlwind cruise around
that's right,
yeah. Somewhere.
I think down in the Caribbean?
Somewhere? Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's a world traveler. And always, thanks for the news. And about it.
What else we got?
I got nothing.
Short show. Let's do a
short show. And Mike, thanks for dragging these beers all the way back. I'm
very
glad you remember.
I really like this triple.
I'm glad we got to try them. I bought them early in my trip, and they were at my friend's house, and I would walk by them, and I'm like, well, I'm going to try this one. But we had some Red Tail ales.
Yeah, Mendocino Brewing Company.
We had some, she had brought some beer in from her trip to Santa Cruz or somewhere like that. I can't even remember the names of the beers, but we got into those, and It was good that we had that other beer, or else we probably would have drank these and we wouldn't have had them to try. So,
well, glad you saved them, and maybe one of these days we'll call Green Flash and they'll
answer the phone.
Yeah. I had an Allagash. I believe it was a triple. They make a triple.
They do.
Yeah. And I left it there with them, for thanking them for keeping us and all that good stuff. I
very
almost
nice.
Brought it back, but
beer is always a good make gift. It.
Allagash, one of our favorite brewers.
I think we may have to bring them back again. We got some stacking up on here. And Memphis in May is coming. Visit blues.org. Please support them. Yes, cheap. Go to blues.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like the music, that's them. And we'll close out the show with yet another artiste from the Memphis in May lineup. They're a little bluesy, but they're kind of rock and kind of, we were talking about them earlier. Who in the 70s or 80s do they remind you of? You probably heard them. Government Mule. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Walk and well.
1, 2, 3. Dream.